Children and their friends and family take their seats in the auditorium of the Curve Theatre in Leicester. Snowflakes fall and a yellow rose blooms. CBeebies, the Snow Queen. Written by Claire Duffy and John Spooner. Based on the story by Hans Christian Andersen.
Celebrate the winter. Celebrate the joy of winter. Celebrate the weather together every year. Celebrate the season. Celebrate the festive season. Celebrate.
Chris from Show Me, Show Me.
Will you buy my sausages and cupcakes?
Will you try the pudding that my mum makes?
You and I can dance among the snowflakes.
There's so much to see.
Have a drink to warm you when it's icy. Yes, it's sweet and very, very spicy.
Mmm, it's nice, but that's a little pricey.
Then have some for free.
For me?
Happy Winter Festival!
Yay!
Celebrate the season. Celebrate the festive season. Celebrate the reason we love and love each year.
Oh, winter roses.
Oh, winter roses.
Where is Kai, Branda? He should be here by now.
Do you know, we could really do with his help, Gerda. Oh, the whole village will be here today.
Oh, your cold isn't getting any better. You should be at home, tucked up in bed.
Oh, please stop fussing, Gerda. I'll be fine. You know I'd never miss the winter festival.
Gerda!
Kai! You're here! About time too!
Oh, am I late? Sorry. There's still plenty of roses left to sell, I see.
Well then, you've arrived just in time, young Master Kai!
Come on, Kai, let's see who can sell all their roses first.
Oh, I bet you I can.
I think I can.
I don't think so.
Oh, winter roses.
Winter roses. Winter roses, beautiful and bright.
Winter roses sparkle in the light.
A wonderful bouquet, which will keep the queen away.
A coloured dash of love that you can
a
hold.
A coloured dash of love that you can hold.
Winter roses, beautiful and bright.
Winter roses sparkle in the light.
No colour here today, for she's frozen it away. But winter roses warm you in the cold. Celebrate the winter.
Kai is being played by Dr. Ranj Singh from Get Well Soon.
I won! I won!
Yes, you did, fair and square. Here, Kai, I want you to have this.
Oh, it's lovely. It's like sunshine in the winter. Thank you, Gerda. How do you grow such big, beautiful roses in the middle of winter, sir?
It's highly powerful. extremely colourful magic. Achoo!
You say that every year.
Is it really magic, Granda?
Oh, absolutely. The most powerful magic of all. Love.
I don't believe in magic.
But you do believe in love, don't you, Kai?
Yes, of course, but... Look! It's snowing!
Oh.
Giant snowflakes.
Right, come on. Let's get home, or we'll be knee-deep in snow.
Yes, get into the warm before the Snow Queen catches us.
I don't believe in the Snow Queen either.
Don't you remember, Kai? One kiss from the Snow Queen and you'll start to freeze. Don't go in her sleigh, because she'll fly you away. Don't stay in her palace a whole night and day. You'll be frozen forever, never to feel the sun's rays.
That's right, Gerda. Now, please, can we go home? I need to get out of this cold. Kai, do you want to come too? There'll be hot buttered crumpets.
Oh, yes, please.
And I've got presents for you both.
Race you back to mine. I'm sure I'll get there before you. Whoops.
Oh, hey, no fair.
Gerda has pulled Kai's hat off. Left alone, Kai looks up and sees a sleigh gliding down from the sky, carrying a figure wearing a white cape and hood. The figure lowers her hood, then she makes a spark of magical blue light appear. She kisses her fingers and blows the blue light at Kai. Mesmerised, Kai steps into the sleigh and gives her the yellow rose. Then he takes a seat and the sleigh flies off again. Gerda comes back.
Where are you, Kai? Kai! The Snow Queen! No! Come back, Kai!
The Snow Queen drops the rose.
Oh, Kai!
Gerda picks it up.
Granda!
Gerda! What's wrong, child?
It's Kai! The Snow Queen, she's taken him!
Are you certain?
It was her. He was starting to freeze.
She'll have taken him to her winter palace. Quick, we must save him before he's frozen forever.
No, Granda, you must stay in the warm. I'll go. He's my friend.
But I...
I'll save him. I know I can.
I know you can too. Listen, I was going to give you these for Christmas, but you know what? I think you need them now.
Oh, they're beautiful boots. I mean, thank you.
They're not just beautiful boots. They're magic boots.
Magic boots?
Magic boots. Listen close and I'll tell you, dear, the secrets held in your shoes. They've magic powers to choose, and they're ever so easy to use. Just ask politely out loud and clear.
Please, will you take me to Kai?
That's right! Now the boots will decide which way's best for your quest. Follow the path that they send you. They'll pick a direction that suits. Good luck on your winter adventure. All you need are magic boots.
Magic boots.
Ooh, you got magic boots.
Magic boots.
These boots are lifting me through the air, taking control of my feet. They're making me stumble and creep. A walk, a run, a leap. Woo! Now I'm traveling, who knows where? Leaving the place I call home. But if this is the way I must go, they know best for my quest. Whatever the challenge that's put there, they'll pick a direction that suits. than just me and my magical footwear. All I need are magic boots.
Magic boots.
Gerda dances in her glittery magic boots.
Magic boots.
I've got the magic.
A house appears with a white picket fence.
I'm on my way, Kai. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, Kai. I'm on my way.
Gerda leans on a gate.
Food.
What's that?
Who's that?
Look who's that! There's a girl at the gate!
You're right, what's that? A girl! A girl!
A girl out walking in fancy gold boots!
No, 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 no. That's two fancy gold boots out walking a girl!
Hello, Ravens?
What's that?
What's what?
What's that?
I don't know. Who's that?
At your service.
What?
No, who?
I'm what?
What?
Yes, that's right.
No, no, no. Who's that?
That's right, yes!
What's that?
Got it in one.
Oh, I'm very confused.
Oh, sorry. My name is What's That?
Oh, so you must be... Who's that?
We're brothers. Twin brothers.
Really?
Obviously.
But you don't look much like... I mean... Pleased to meet you.
Well, are you here all on your own?
Yes, I'm trying to rescue my friend Kai from the Snow Queen.
Oh, you're on a quest.
a quest! Oh, but my dear, dear. Oh, the Snow Queen is wicked. She lives in a palace far, far from here. You don't want to see her. Here is where the Summer Witch lives.
Summer Witch?
Yes. And the Summer Witch is hardly entirely or totally lovely either. I really wouldn't go in there.
Oh, but I need to rest. I'm so hungry. Look, there's food on that table.
Don't go in! She won't help. She won't help at all.
Don't forget your quest.
Just a quick bite.
No, no, no.
We have to help her. Uh-oh. Too late.
Oh. Hello, sweetie pie. Can I help you? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. Help yourself. You look exhausted. What's your name, pumpkin? Gerda. Gerda. That's a pretty name. I always wanted a daughter. Gerda would have been the perfect name. My friend Kai would love it here. We grow roses in our window boxes at home. How utterly delicious. Strawberry?
Look out, Gerda. She's trying to trick you.
What's that?
Oh.
Who's that? Oh, nothing. Just the breeze in the trees. Now, I hope you don't mind me saying so, Gerda, but you're looking a little bit dishevelled from your travels. Now, may I comb your hair? Oh, that's very kind of you, but I really need to rescue my friend Kai.
Gerda falls asleep.
No, 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 Gerda. That's a magic comb.
It'll make you forget your quest. Oh.
The Summer Witch.
Go to sleep, my darling. Rest your weary head. Close your eyes and dream the dreams of angels. Go to sleep, my darling. Imagine you're in bed. Gerda dear, the time is here for sleep. The bee upon the rose must doze. The cuckoo in his nest must rest. The monkeys in the zoo snooze. All must sleep, so must you. Go to sleep, my darling. Rest your weary head. Close your eyes. rise and dream the dreams of angels.
Come on, brother, before it's too late.
Gerda is still sleeping with one elbow on the witch's table.
The bee upon the rose.
The ravens are buzzing.
The cuckoo in his nest.
Cuckoo.
The monkeys in the zoo. All must sleep.
No, not yet.
So go to sleep, my darling. Rest your weary head. Close your eyes and dream the dreams of angels.
Wake up, Gerda.
Go to sleep, my darling.
Robin!
Imagine you're in bed.
That's nonsense.
Gerda, dear, the hour is here to sleep.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It isn't.
It
is. Having beaten the ravens out of her garden with a broom, they skulk off, leaving Gerda behind.
Winter roses, hide yourselves away, or she'll remember the reason that she came.
Little children dressed as flowers pick up their pots and scurry away. The witch comes to stand behind Gerda.
Forget your friend, your quest will end with me.
She takes the yellow rose from Gerda's hand. She walks into her house, and a moment later the ravens pop up from behind the fence.
Oh, no, 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 she's fast asleep. Oh,
I can see that. Go, go, wake her up.
Oh, all right, Wakey, wakey, sleepy lady.
How? It's not working. Let's try it together.
All right, but subtle, subtle. Right. Wakey, wakey, Gerda! Oh, jackdaws. Right. This'll do it.
Right. Red Robin, you can't use that.
Well, why not?
Because it'll make her wet. Well,
that's the idea. Wake her up. We should wake her up, should we, everybody?
Yes!
Are you sure? Right, well then I'm going to need your help. So after three, everybody, count with me. All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
Oh, it's empty. I don't believe it. I really probably should have checked it before I...
The people sitting in the front are showered with confetti.
Where am I?
Gerda's woken up.
Come on, we need to go! Swift! Swift!
You've got to save Kai!
Where am I? Who am I?
Shoot, you two! Shoot!
Ah.
Wait. That's my rose.
What, this? Oh, no, it came free with the hat.
No, I remember.
Winter roses sparkle in the light.
Strawberry child!
No colour here today. For she's frozen it away.
Deliciously sweet.
Winter roses warm you in the cold.
Kai! It's Kai's rose! Oh, I remember everything now. I must rescue Kai from the Snow Queen.
Gerda, you brought all my flowers back to life. You must have some powerful magic.
Well, I don't have any magic. Except for my magic boots, of course. Yes, they were taking me to Kai.
I'm so sorry to waylay you on your quest, Gerda. Go, save Kai. I know you can.
Thank you. I'll try. Magic boots, magic boots. Please, will you take me to Kai?
Yes, we do! You need us!
We're coming on your quest!
Magic, 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 magic boots.
I've got the magic.
Magic, 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 magic boots.
I'm on my way.
Magic, 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 magic boots.
I've got the magic.
Magic, 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 magic boots.
I'm on my way, Kai. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, Kai. I'm on my way.
What's that? Who's that?
Funny sounds there are in these woods.
Pesky pigeons, I told you we shouldn't have come into these woods. They're deep and dark.
But we're following the magic boots.
Magic boots.
Magic boots.
Yeah. Aha!
Strike a pose. Huh?
It's Cook, Line and Jen from Swashbuckle.
They need freeze!
Yeah, that's the one. Freeze right there.
Yeah, put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
He means put your hands up. Not you two. Come on, tie them up.
Right, let's do this. Come on, give me a round of applause.
The robbers tie Gerda and the ravens up in rope.
Allow us to introduce ourselves. We are the terrifying robber band from this neck of the woods.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the terrible rubber band from that armpit of the woods.
Yeah, loser.
Don't worry, we're not going to hurt you.
Oh, no. We just want your gold.
Yeah, gold coins.
Coins.
Gold spoons.
Spoons.
Gold nail clippers.
Oh, love a nail clipper.
Yeah, anything gold, really. Yeah.
Gold boom.
Ouch!
Ooh! Gold boots.
I like your boots.
Thank you.
They're magic boots. Oh, Red Robin, do you ever know where to keep your feet?
Show!
Magic gold boots.
Brilliant. We'll have them.
Get out of here.
Cook pulls off one of Gerda's boots. Line yanks on the other boot.
Come on, here, Gerda.
Come on.
When it comes off, he falls on the floor.
Oh, my boot. They're not even real gold.
Ooh, they look like gold to me.
Yeah, and they smell like gold too.
Have a smell of that.
So, what's magic about these boots?
Do they make gold?
No, they take you where you need to go. They're taking me to rescue my friend Kai.
Yes, he's been taken by the Snow Queen, dear.
We're on a quest, you see. It's going very well.
You shouldn't go anywhere near the Snow Queen.
Told you!
But I have to save Kai. Oh, I need my boots back. Please, please.
Shall we give her the boots back? She asked quite nicely. Yeah. All things considered.
No, they're ours now.
So ours.
Right, let's get these babies on.
Okay.
They won't fit on their feet, so they put them on their hands instead.
Good idea.
Magic boots.
Magic boots.
What was that?
I don't know.
Take us to find buckets of gold. Please?
The boots begin to move and make the robbers hurtle around. Cook uses his boot to kick Line in the bottom. Line is dragged along the ground while Cook spins round and round.
We're gonna be rich!
Oh, come back with my magic boots!
I'm sorry about those two. Hey, don't be sad. I know. How about a biscuit?
Did somebody say biscuit?
It's Justin.
There you are, Bay. We're setting up camp here tonight.
Oh, righty-ho. Lovely spot. Would you mind helping me out? Thank you very much. Oh, you didn't tell me we had guests. Hello, I'm Bay, the reindeer.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Oh.
Oh, hello there. And finally, hello to Bay. Hello!
What's that cause in his ear?
Hello, I'm Gerda. This is What's That? And who's that?
What's that?
Who's that, eh?
What? Well, have you been captured too? Oh, yes. I was captured a year ago, you know. Still, it could be worse.
How could it be worse?
Well, she's very nice to me.
Biscuits!
You see? Who likes biscuits?
Oh, you do now.
Lovely. Yeah, it's not so bad living here in the forest. We like to do puzzles, you know, when we're not robbing people.
So, were you really going to the Snow Queen's palace? Yes. I need to save my friend Kai from the Snow Queen.
The Snow Queen's palace? But that's full of people that the Snow Queen has frozen! Her icy corridors are full of statues. Still, it could be worse.
How could it be worse?
Actually, yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah.
We're tied up. They've taken my magic boots. How will we save Kai now?
Oh, fizzling feathers!
We've come to the end of the road!
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. Look, guys, there's no room for gloom. There's always a happy ending, isn't there, everyone? We just have to work it out together! Wow. Clap your hands, everyone! That's it. Now you all know what to do. All right, so here we go. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you all a story of when I was a reindeer lad. I used to go and cry upon my bed. It's true. When my darling father saw me, he'd never seen a deer so sad. He sat me down and this is what he said. Now, he said, it's easy to see how worries can be. A worry can hurt if you're quiet. So, here's what you do if you're feeling blue. Try yelling out loud, it's a riot. Let's try it. So now I'm telling you. Oh, everybody here say hey.
Hey.
Everybody here say hey.
Hey.
Got to let it out so everybody shout your worries away. Everybody here say boo.
Boo.
Everyone, I'm asking you, are you gonna mope and mumble with a grumble?
No way.
Take it for a reindeer, no fit any day. Well done, everyone. Wash those worries away. Put your hands in the air. Yeah. Here we go. Shout with me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Say hey.
Hey!
Got to let it out so everybody shout your worries away. Everybody here say boo!
Boo!
Everyone, I'm asking you, are you gonna mope and mumble with a grumble?
No way!
Take it from a reindeer, no fit any day. Come on! Hey! 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 Yeah!
Hey,
alright!
Hey,
wash those worries away!
Bay. But if I can't rescue Kai, he'll be frozen forever.
Oh, that's it. I'm getting you lot out of here before my ridiculous brothers get back.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, but how can I find Kai without my magic boots?
I know where the Snow Queen lives. I can take you there if you like.
Oh, what a great idea, dear.
Yes, Bay. You must take them to the Snow Queen.
All right. But aren't you coming with us?
Well, someone's got to stay here to look after my bumbling brothers. Now, quick, before they get back.
Oh, Gerda, come on, we must go now.
Thank you. We won't forget this. Come on, let's go and save Kai.
Bye-bye, missing you already.
Hey.
The two robber brothers have returned and are carrying buckets.
Buckets of gold!
Gold!
Oh, it's so good, I can almost smell it.
Oh, I love the smell of gold. I'm going to give it a really good sniff.
Oh, yeah, me too.
They stick their heads in the buckets, and when they come out again, their faces are covered in green gunge.
No, that's not gold. It's mould!
I think the boots may have misheard us.
My dear green mouldy brothers, I love you.
I love you too. Now give us a hug. Yeah. Come on. No. Come on, a little kiss on the cheek. Come on, a little kiss on the cheek.
They cover her in mould as well. The robber gang slope off. Now Bay is leading Gerda and the ravens up an icy mountain, being buffeted by whistling winds.
Keep up, everyone!
Oh, my feet are so cold. How much further is it?
I miss trees!
I miss worms!
Oh, not far now!
We've been walking for miles and miles. Still, there's no sign of the Snow Queen's palace. Without my magic boots, Kai is lost forever.
A hunched figure.
Whoa!
Pouting parakeet!
Calm down, everyone. There's no need to be afraid. Gerda, everyone, may I have the honour of introducing you to a very good friend of mine? Oh, yes. She comes from a great northern family, from a long, long line of wise, wise women. May I introduce you to Beryl?
It's Maddie from Do You Know?
Beryl.
Beryl? That doesn't sound very wise.
Sorry, Beryl.
Hello, Bay. Come in. Where have you been? All of you? You must be cold.
Oh, yeah. Freezing out cold. There, I mean, honestly.
Iceberg tea.
Delicious.
So.
There we are, Gerda.
You're going to rescue your friend Kai from the Snow Queen.
Wow. How do you know that?
I am a wise, wise woman.
It's true, she is.
You've come a long, long way.
Well, yes, well, I had my magic boots.
I know.
Yes, but they were taken by robbers.
I know that too.
Wow, you know everything!
Here, Gerda, take these instead.
Are they magic?
Are they magic? No, but they'll keep your feet nice and warm.
But I need magic boots to save Kai.
Oh, brave Gerda. Do you still not know?
Know what?
You don't need magic boots to save Kai. They could only take you to where you needed to go. It's the magic inside you that will save Kai.
But I don't have any magic. And how can I defeat the mighty Snow Queen?
I think you're magic, Gerda. I love you.
Yeah, me too.
Look, I found my way home, all thanks to you.
You see, do you know you have the most powerful magic of all?
Granda said something about powerful magic. Oh, Granda, I wish he was here to help me.
Don't worry. We know that you'll be fine. Just like you'll know what to do.
She bangs a spoon against her kettle and the snow palace appears. Kai descends from the ceiling in a frosted box. All the children in the audience look a bit worried about Kai.
Kai! What has the Snow Queen done to you? Can you hear me? The Beryl said I'd know what to do, but I don't. You're not fully frozen yet. Here. Winter roses, beautiful and bright.
Kai slowly turns his head.
Winter roses sparkle in the light.
As Kai starts to move, a crack in a circular door opens up and the Snow Queen steps through. All around her are the statues of the people she has frozen. The Queen has long white hair and is wearing a pointed crown.
Oh, what a shame, Gerda. Kai doesn't care to sing with you anymore.
Let him go! What did he do to deserve this? What did any of these people do?
He is my ice prince now. He's happy here. They all are.
How can he be happy like this? I don't even think he can see me.
Oh, he can see you, Gerda, if he wants to. But if you could see what he could see, the wonders of my world, you wouldn't want to go back to that damp, miserable village. You'd want to stay here, in all this splendor.
The Snow Queen struts back and forth in an icy mist. She high-fives one of the statues, which creaks over to the side.
Stay here, join me and Kai, become an ice princess.
No. Kai, me, and everyone here, we just want to go home.
He doesn't want to leave, can't you see? And if you won't join him, he's going to stay here, frozen with me forever.
No! You've frozen him right through! Why? Don't you have a seed of love
for anyone?
I love beauty. I love the stars and the planets. I love ice. People are so much more peaceful and beautiful when they are frozen. Don't you think?
No. Love is warmth and friendship. Love is the most powerful magic there is. That's it. That's what Granda said. That's what the beryl meant. I do have magic. I have all my love for Kai and for everyone who's been frozen. Oh, please remember, Kai. You believe in love too. I love you.
As she touches her hand on the side of the box, Kai starts to thaw and presses his hand against hers.
Winter roses, beautiful and bright.
Winter roses sparkle in the light.
Join the Snow Queen, come and join the Snow Queen.
Winter roses warm you.
Kai steps out of the box.
You're here!
Gerda! You came all this way to save me.
Of course I did, Kai. You're my best friend.
There's no one better.
Other frozen people have thawed and join in the song. The queen tries to summon her powers by reaching to the skies and clenching her fists, but nothing happens.
Get out! Get out! Your love has no place here!
The crack in the ice door closes, shutting the queen away. Grandfather arrives and takes hold of Gerda's hands.
You did it, Gerda! You found your magic!
The magic was love! It was in me all along!
The ravens, the robbers, and the summer witch arrive to congratulate and celebrate with Gerda. Children from the show run on stage and kneel in front of the grown-ups.